Thank you, Randy Stewart. We begin our week-long Sense of Community series of reports on innovation inside Missouri State University's 40,000-square-foot e-factory. Its director, Brian Kincaid, describes the e-factory as...
The e-factory is a technology-focused business incubator and entrepreneurial development center. So we focus on assisting companies from the startup phase through growth and maturity.
The 40 or so companies operating out of eFactory office space in the Robert W. Plaster Free Enterprise Center have 24/7 access to the building.
One of the interesting things about an incubator environment and working with startup companies is the sense of a normal day or normal hours doesn't exist. So a building can be occupied just as much at 1 a.m. as it is at 8 a.m. We had a developer here once stay 6 full days in code waiting to get a product launched. It's especially with small teams, you do what you have to do. You are the finance department, you are the marketing department.
How many offices are in the building?
Well, we have 32 spaces that are leasable to client companies. That doesn't necessarily mean we can have 32 companies. That means a company can have multiple spaces that can grow within the facility. It's a pretty flexible opportunity. But altogether, we have 20,000 square feet of leasable space to our client companies. The e-factory itself is 40,000 square feet. The other 20,000 are our partner offices, our common spaces, training rooms, conference rooms, and things of that nature.
Brian Kincaid has been with Missouri State University for 6 years and has served as director of the e-factory since it opened in March of 2013. We should note here the vision and mission of the e-factory and the nearby Jordan Valley Innovation Center is supported by Innovation, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit independent of MSU. Among the many ongoing opportunities within the e-factory is the Accelerator Program. It's designed to jumpstart startup and emerging companies.
And that Accelerator Program is a 12-week intense business development opportunity. And we put these companies through a process from start to finish to where at the end of the program, they come out as a more investable company with a higher likelihood of follow-on financing.
Each week we focus on a different aspect of running the business. So there's a marketing week and a legal week and all these different weeks focus on a specific topic. And so we met with tons of attorneys and accountants and marketing folks and just some really, really smart people.
Chad Boschert is owner and CEO of Apt Crowd, a Springfield-based startup company which got a jump start as a member of the Accelerator Program's second cohort, which finished its 12 weeks this last May. Apt Crowd's innovation is the use of computer algorithms to connect users of business or engineering online forums to better answers faster.
With my company, what we're doing is innovative. We're taking these advanced machine learning algorithms and applying them to a problem that's been around for years. The people who would use our software are the forum owners, and so that when people are asking questions today in those forums, they're having to wait hours, days to get their answers. And what we do is we actually have software developed proprietary algorithms that when somebody asks a question in these forums, the software actually understands what they're talking about. And what our algorithms do is actually connect them with other paths to the answers immediately.
There is a process through which an emerging company is picked to be in the Accelerator Program. The selection committee representing the nonprofit Innovation, Inc. is actually called the Investment Committee, and for good reason, says eFactory Director Brian Kincaid.
We look at companies in terms of investable opportunity. And so what our investment committee is looking at are a number of things related to scalability of a company, the quality of the idea, the potential of the marketplace, and also, and this one's very important, is the quality of the team.
So then would it be also fair to say that innovation catches the eye of the investment committee?
It's a big part of it. There needs to be something unique, something special, something innovative enough that would allow it to be first to market or be in a position to outperform their competitors in such a way that provides enough of a competitive advantage to scale.
Other examples of eFactory's attitude of investment are seen in the perks provided to accelerator program participants in exchange for 8% equity. At the top of the list is $30,000 from Innovation Inc. for immediate use as seed capital, but again, this is an investment for 8% equity from each company. Other perks include 24/7 access to eFactory office space, conference rooms, high-speed internet, and free on-site parking. But Brian Kincaid says one of the most important perks is access to human capital, business consulting, networking opportunities, partner resources, and mentors.
That is those investors, those partners, those subject matter experts. We have a robust community of business leaders, community leaders, civic leaders who have a wealth of information and knowledge to share. So we wanted to provide an opportunity for our small businesses to plug into that network of individuals.
Yeah.
And that's where the learning aspect of this program comes in. That's where the networking aspect of this program begins.
Absolutely. Yeah. So at the beginning of the program, we each get connected with our lead mentor. And that's a person who we can meet with throughout the program periodically.
Again, Chad Boschert, owner and CEO of Apt Crowd, one of 10 startup companies in the first two cohorts of the eFactory's Accelerator program.
There's one thing that I'll add about the Accelerator program. A thing that I didn't expect to get out of it was, in a very short amount of time, you got to sit side by side of four other companies that are going through the exact same thing as you. And it's not just four other companies, but it's like four completely different types of businesses. So, you know, we had physical products and app companies and on-demand services. So it was really interesting to get to be sort of a fly on the wall and even sometimes an active participant in whatever their struggles were. So I think that experientially it was very quick way to get that personal and professional growth.
You know, from our perspective, this is a very community-focused program as well. So we want to do a couple of things. We want to find the best and highest quality deals so that we can get a return on our investment and recapitalize our fund. That's our primary goal. But we also have a secondary goal of community and economic development. What is an interesting component to the Accelerator program is when you add capital to an opportunity, you can start to attract companies to your area. And we've seen that. We get applications from our region, but we also get them from throughout the United States and even internationally. We have interviewed companies throughout the United States and internationally, and we've had companies that relocate to Springfield for this opportunity. And so I think that that's part of the larger narrative when we think about the value of a program such as an accelerator or business incubator. Is we're not thinking of it only as an opportunity to work with these startup companies. We're looking at it as a piece of a larger economic development strategy.
Brian Kincaid is director of MSU's eFactory, where the third cohort class of the Accelerator program will begin its 12-week session in May 2018. For information on MSU's eFactory, efactory.missouristate.edu. This week's Sense of Community series on innovation continues through Friday on KSMU and ksmu.org at 7:45 a.m. and 4:44 p.m. each day. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.